attorney for about 20 years before leaving his job in January of 2017. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said in a statement that Sutherland stole between 350 to 500 items from Linn County. Kansas school districts are struggling to prevent vaping among students as growing cases of a mysterious lung disease related to the use of electronic cigarettes appear to be nationwide. A Kansas Department of Education survey says that at least 32% of high schoolers have tried vaping. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat Equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
A 28-year-old man has been sentenced to life in prison for a double homicide in Kansas. The Kansas City Star reports that Jose Varela Jr. was given two life sentences for first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of Fabian Arriaga and Jose Morales. The charges stem from a 2017 triple shooting in Kansas City, Kansas. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office says that Varela must serve 25 years before he's eligible for parole. The Kansas City Zoo is planning a $10 million renovation of its elephant exhibit. The project announced will include easier access to the pool for the elephants, as well as adding shade and softer ground for the animals to walk on. The renovations will also improve visitors' views of the elephants with additional seating and handicapped accessible renovations. The zoo is still waiting to announce the final plans for a $75 million saltwater aquarium. KCOR reports the delay is caused by mostly a $7 million contribution from Kansas City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Drop off the bumper. Kids, run.
Downpour.
To the bank, go to work, pick up.
Squirrel.
Kids, then go home. With Michelin tires, you'll be ready for the unexpected. And for a limited time, get up to $100 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new 18-inch or larger Michelin tires. Or $50 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin tires 17 inches and smaller.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today, 562-3471.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 9/19/19. Void where prohibited.
Mid-American Network News. Lincoln police are investigating after two people were injured in a shooting outside a nightclub. The shooting happened around 2 a.m. Saturday outside the Royal Grove nightclub. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the club's parking lot and found evidence of a shooting, but no victims. But later, a woman went to a Lincoln hospital and a man went to an Omaha hospital. Injuries to both shooting victims were minor. The North Platte Airport Authority says a $5 million taxiway improvement project will take place next year. Television station KNOP reports the Airport Authority has approved a nearly 18% budget increase to their 2019-2020 fiscal year to help cover the cost of the project. A federal airport improvement program grant will cover 90% of the cost. The project is expected to break ground next spring. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's that time of year again, and we hope to see you at this year's Kansas State Fair. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, and this is our 43rd year at the fair, with the largest machinery display on the fairgrounds. We hope you take the time to visit us and see all the latest in farm machinery. Massey Ferguson, Gleaner, Kubota, Great Plains, Land Pride, Heston, Sunflower, and White Planter lines will all be there on the lot. Schmidt & Sons is also excited to be able to showcase our newest tractor line from AGCO, the Fendt Tractor. Stop in and see this revolutionary tractor and see what all the hype is about. We worked hard to showcase some of the best in the farm industry, so we hope that you will come visit us. We aren't hard to find. We're right across from the 4-H and Cama building. Check out the special deals. Say hi and bring the kiddos to drive the motorized pedal tractor. As always, you can still see us at either one of our Schmidt & Sons locations at Mount Hope or Winfield. Find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met last Monday. Pottawatomie County has asked if Marshall County would support widening U.S. Highway 99 from I-70 north to U.S. Highway 36. It was consensus of the board they would support this. Kansas Department of Transportation will pay for the study. The condition of Keystone Road, a township road, was discussed. Mike Stillwell, whose neighboring residence was in the line of fire during the October 2017 jailbreak, expressed concerns with Sheriff Dan Hargrave and his department leading up to the event. In a letter to commissioners, he further questioned if Hargrave could adequately manage a larger facility as proposed with a new jail. Specific concerns were outlined in a front-page article in this past week's Marysville Advocate on the matter. Washington County commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their recent meeting. Nemahal County commissioners met last Monday and heard from wind farm representatives currently working on five different agreements for the county pertaining to the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. The development, contribution, decommissioning, road use, and a complaint procedure agreement. Commissioners were further asked to address three items during upcoming meetings: the contract with a third-party engineer, extension of the moratorium currently in place, and holding an open informational session with the zoning attorney. Nemahal County commissioners reviewed a draft of the 2020 budget suggesting changes. Commissioners approved the budget for publication with a total mill levy of 42.436 mills and will hold a public hearing on Monday, September 16th at 10 a.m. Concerns with roof leaks if a new county jail were discussed, as well as drainage issues. County offices will be closed Monday for Labor Day, with commissioners' meetings Tuesday. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday following a public hearing on the budget with two citizens recognized for comment. The board unanimously approved the budget as published. Supervisors discussed whether or not to hold the special meeting scheduled September 3rd on the sales tax issue. The question was raised whether or not the meeting was necessary or if the discussion and voting on the issue could be moved to the regular meeting September 11th. Decision was made to move the meeting to September 11th. State Senator Myron Dorn was in attendance at a recent meeting and spoke about a bill he presented allowing a sales tax option to help fund the Beatrice 6 settlement.
One of the bills that I did carry up here was LB 472, which allowed a county to do a 1/2 cent sales tax countywide by a supermajority of the elected board. In other words, the county has seven board members, so it will take five yes votes. It doesn't matter how many are at that meeting to vote on and forward that on up to the Department of Revenue so that those sales tax could start being collected and help pay for that judgment.
Myron Dorn, a guest on our recent public affairs program, says it's now in the hands of the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
That bill is now in the county's hands. It's up to them to decide. Then if it passes, then that would be forwarded up to Department of Revenue here, and then they would, however long they need or however they do their process of incorporating that and getting that as part of the tax system there in Gage County.
Community Memorial Healthcare has scheduled a series of four public town hall-type meetings to engage the public in a dialogue regarding the proposed 5-year half-cent countywide sales tax, which will be on the ballot in November. The measure would help sustain operations, which are greatly affected by an annual cost in uncompensated care amounting to between $1 million and $1.5 million annually. The first of these public meetings will be Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Valley Heights High School. A second is planned in Marysville Wednesday, September 18th at 5:30 p.m. in the South Plaza Conference Room. A meeting will be held in Frankfort Monday, October 7th at 6:30 at the former Grandpa Ritz downtown, and a final session is planned in Beatty Wednesday, October 9th at the Community Center beginning at 6:30. Additional information and the full ballot question are posted on a webpage dedicated to the sales tax vote at the CMH website. Daryl Cudney, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary precedes the service, 10 a.m. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Cudney. Janine A. Adams, age 67, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at
2 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn. Visitation an hour preceding service. Burial in the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery at Palmer. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janine Adams.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Valley Extension District is seeking to hire a district extension agent for crop production. Candidates with a bachelor's degree and qualifying coursework, professional development, and experience relating to crop production must apply by September 23, 2019 and pass a background check. The position is located in our Concordia office. See www.ksre.ksu.edu for description and application. K-State Research and Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Say goodbye to summer at the Palmer Labor Day Festival. Enjoy a car show, bike races, a fishing tournament, cakewalk, bingo, a park your tractor show, bike races, the quarter carnival, Marlene Mormon and the Jammers, fried chicken meal, a parade, and a whole lot more. Your invitation to the Palmer Labor Day Festival is brought to you by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Check their website for helpful financial tips updated each month and short videos that explain their many banking services. Up to date with today's technology, United Bank and Trust. Midwest Products in Hanover. Quality people help us produce quality products. Concrete delivery, concrete construction crews, plus rock, sand, and gravel and crane rental. Call Midwest Products in Hanover. And Owens Originals on the Square in Washington. Floral arrangements for all occasions. Send your sentiments in a special way. Say it with flowers. See Owens Originals in Washington. So come on out and have one more summer blast at the Palmer Labor Day Festival.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the upper parts of the Midwest, we have a low pressure system moving through that's going to bring some showers and thunderstorms for this Labor Day. For today, tonight, continuing into the overnight hours. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, fairly dry. We're going to see mostly sunny skies in our area, quiet weather over the next few days. Upper level ridge is going to bring warm temperatures for today into tomorrow, but then we have a cold front that's going to push through as we head into Wednesday, bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Labor Day, sunny skies, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 70s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southwest between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 81. Wednesday night, clear in the mid-60s and Thursday, sunny. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
The favorite falls at the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Making his highly anticipated debut, the Jalen Hurts campaign in Oklahoma got off to quite the rousing start.
Snap, play action, rolling right, evading a man, wants to run it himself, and he is into the end zone. It's a touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
The call on Learfield IMG College. Hurts accounted for over 500 yards of total offense and 6 touchdowns as the Sooners blew past Houston 49-31. Like a fine wine, Houston Astros ace Justin Verlander gets better with age.
Ground ball left side, waiting on a Toro. He's got it, throws across in time, and that is the ball game. A no-hitter, Justin Verlander.
On KBME, after allowing a first-inning walk, Verlander would retire 26 straight hitters on the way to throwing his third career no-hitter as the Astros top the Blue Jays 2-0. This is ABC Sports. Novak Djokovic withdraws in the middle of his fourth-round match with Stan Wawrinka at the U.S. Open due to an aching left shoulder. He said he is incredibly disappointed by the outcome.
It is frustrating, very frustrating. I'm obviously not the first nor the last player to get injured and to, you know, withdraw from one of the biggest events in sport.
Meanwhile, Roger Federer advanced in straight sets. Daniil Medvedev held off Dominic Koepfer. On the women's side, Serena Williams and Xiang Wang both punched their tickets to the quarterfinals. Back to baseball, the Yankees became the season's first 90-win team in dramatic fashion.
Swung on and hit in the air to right center. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone to win the game. Oh, ninth inning, walk-off home run by Mike Ford.
On WFAN, Ford's walk-off home run capped a five-run rally as the Yankees came back to beat the Athletics 5-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump says the farmers will be so happy when they see what the White House is doing for ethanol. In a tweet, Trump said it's going to be a giant package. Get ready. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show this week said President Trump would announce details in the next couple of weeks. And Perdue declined to offer many details other than he pushed for easier access to higher blends of biofuels. Trump says that while the package will be welcomed by farmers, it also saved the small refiners from certain closing. Ethanol groups have charged that small refiner waivers are killing demand for biofuels because they exempt refiners from complying with the volume requirements in the renewable fuel standard. The EPA recently announced 31 waivers to small refiners in 2020. In the last year of the Obama administration, the EPA just issued 7 waivers. Trump held several White House meetings with cabinet members over the last couple of weeks working on a mitigation package. Excessive spring rains, trade disputes, and African swine fever disrupting agriculture markets in 2019. Despite reducing 2019 U.S. corn and soybean production prospects, prices for many commodities are under downward pressure because of the many factors that have been weakening demand. Economists with the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri just released the update of its baseline price report. Assuming a return to more normal weather conditions in 2020, projected corn and soybean production should rebound, according to researcher Pat Westhoff. Projected 2020-21 marketing year average price for corn fell to $3.39 a bushel. Soybean prices to $7.94 a bushel. This year's update was prepared the week of August 19th, so policies in place at that time included China's 25% regulatory tariff on U.S. soybeans and other farm products, also assumed to remain in place. The update uses 2019 acreage, yield, and production estimates included in USDA's August 29 crop production report. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Good Monday and good Labor Day. I'm Sam Speck. In the United States, we prepare to shiver with below normal winter temperatures. Here from the heartland, the cold will continue through Valentine's Day, providing the perfect excuse to stay indoors. But be warned, winter will not be over yet from there. For some parts of the country, frigid and frosty conditions will last well into the spring, bringing little relief to the winter weary. Editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, Janice Stillman, explains what the weather looks like for us here in the Midwest.
We're predicting the temperatures in your area will be below normal on average, with above normal snowfall. And, you know, we looked at that and to try to put it in simple terms, we're calling it snowy, icy, icky, because the snow will fall almost every other day, certainly every other week it will seem, and then the rain will come right after it. So you're going to have some snow, some ice up, then some warmer temperatures, meltdown, mushy, slushy, and then it all starts all over again, pretty much all through December into February and parts of March. In February, we're looking for heavy snow mid-month. Kids will like that if they're off for school. But even snowflakes will follow past springtime. So it will finally end, but for some folks it'll feel like the winter that never ends.
As winter melts into spring, temperatures will warm up. A searing summer will bring scorching temperatures to the high plains. A sizzle and drizzle is what they call it for the middle parts of the country. As Stillman explains, the impact it may have on our farmers and producers throughout the Midwest.
You know, we certainly hope that everybody gets the weather they want and the weather that certainly works for the crops. We're seeing further ahead in summer, for example, will be slightly warmer and rainier than normal, so there'll be a lot of moisture in the ground coming off of a wet and cold winter to go into a similarly wet summer.
Stillman did note that we are at a very unique part of the country where our states are almost split in half. Near the high western plains, it will be more wet than white this winter, and in the eastern plains of Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, it will be snowy and icy as they predict a very long winter on tap. With your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spang.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iflyaugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. One of the largest outdoor farm shows of the year ended last week in Decatur, Illinois. The Farm Progress Show is now history, and some of the highlights after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The weather was near perfect and huge crowds turned out for the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois last week. And to pick a highlight, well, the whole thing was a highlight. Lots and lots of things to see there. Over 600 exhibitors with the newest equipment available and field demonstrations of some of that new tech. But my friends, Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong, had a highlight of their own. Visiting on stage before a packed house with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. The interview was for their weekly TV show, This Week in Agribusiness, and they were kind enough to share the audio with me.
Do you think we will ever be able, as farm broadcasters, to do a program without talking about China?
Well, I hope so. I'm tired of it. But I hope so. We don't know when, though. The ball is in their court, unfortunately.
We're hoping to get market share back in the world marketplace, Mr. Secretary. How will we go about that? How will your agency help lead that charge? We feel like we've lost market share that it's taken many years to build.
Well, with trade disruption, Max, you lose market share temporarily. But frankly, these farmers know how important pricing, and we know we've got the quality. So most people who buy based on price and quality. We're already there with quality. We're there with ability to get it there on time and reliability. So I don't think we'll have a time recovering the market once these trade disruptions, once China understands it's the number two economy in the world, it wants to play by the rules everyone else has to play by. And when we get that, I think we'll be back with market share. I know there's a concern. We built this up, but it's not going to just dissipate there. Obviously, Brazil's growing more, but we'll come in. These productive producers out here will be able to do it.
We have made progress because a Japan agreement apparently on the table and European Union, but we still haven't got Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. done.
Well, that's the first thing we need to do, Orrin. Obviously, when Congress gets back, I'm hoping that the Speaker will bring it forth. I've been out in Democratic and Republic districts, ag districts all across this country during the summer and particularly in August when they're home. I have confidence it would pass both caucuses as a majority when she decides to bring it to the table.
More of that conversation with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show with Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong tomorrow. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 88. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 71. Tonight, mainly clear. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Daytime highs approaching 81. Wednesday, under mainly sunny skies. 86 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Mid-America Network Sports. In Major League Baseball, the Royals came away with a 6-4 victory against the Orioles as Alberto Mondesi looked anything but rusty in his return to the lineup. The speedy shortstop matched career highs with 4 hits and 3 stolen bases after coming off the injured list yesterday. Up next for the Royals, left-handed pitcher Mike Montgomery will be on the mound tomorrow at home against Detroit. Justin Verlander has become just the 6th pitcher in Major League history to toss at least 3 no-hitters and the first to do it twice in a visitor in the same ballpark. Verlander threw a season-high 120 pitches and faced just one batter over the minimum in tossing a gem in the Houston Astros 2-0 win at Toronto. Minnesota leads the AL Central by 5.5 games over Cleveland after Jake Cave and Nelson Cruz drove in 2 runs apiece to lead to an 8-3 win and a 3-game sweep of the Tigers. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
In the NFL, LeSean McCoy is going from a rebuilding franchise in Buffalo to a Super Bowl contender in Kansas City. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that the Chiefs and the 2-time All-Pro running back have agreed to a $4 million one-year deal. McCoy first has to pass a physical. McCoy will become the top backup to Damian Williams. Reports are that the Broncos have flown in Wichita native Devontae Harris with the intention of signing him to a 53-man roster today. The Bills are putting tight end Jason Kroom on the injured reserve list, and they intend to re-sign safety Kurt Coleman to take his place on the roster. In NASCAR, Eric Jones held off teammate Kyle Busch over the final 50 laps to win the rain-delayed Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway. Busch led with the most laps at 118 despite starting from the back because of an engine switch. Busch looked like he'd end in second before hitting the wall on the next to last lap and dropped to third. Larson was second, Kevin Harvick was fourth, and Brad Keselowski was fifth. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It was a season opener in high school Nebraska football action. Friday in Wymore, Southern defeated Diller O'Dell 54-8. The Griffins defense did a good job early on containing the Raider offense, even getting a blocked punt. One play and 72 yards later, Braden Clover swung the momentum back to Southern, and the Raiders never looked back. Dylan Odell had 5 turnovers on the evening to Southern's just 1. The Southern Raiders led 14-0 after the first quarter, added 20 more points in the second to lead at the half 34-0. The Raiders outscored Dylan Odell 20-8 in the second half to win it 54-18. It was the first season opening victory for Southern since 2015. Dylan Odell travels to Blue Hill next week, and Southern goes to Pawnee City. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Cohen.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday spotlight on Southern and Dylan Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville home and away games live on KNDY. Our country's once most popular beverage is having a comeback. It's a look at the history of cider in America on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 2nd, the 245th day of the year. It's Labor Day, and actor Keanu Reeves has a birthday. In the early days of America's history, the most commonly consumed beverage was apple cider. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were known enthusiasts, and the mildly alcoholic drink was consumed by adults and children alike, often out of necessity. The fermentation process killed bacteria, which made water